Digital Music Composition is a four-part podcast. It is an overview of music composed using digital equipment. Each episode focuses on a different type of technology, including the history, current popularity, artists that use it, and an audio example. Hello, my name is Scott Holmes, and in this episode, we focus on a relatively new platform for music composition, the iPhone. Since its inception, the iPhone has been the paradigm in the smartphone industry. The first model perfectly executed Apple's original idea of creating a cell phone, combined with their existing product known as the iPod. The original iPhone instantly became a must-have, driving all other competitors to base future models on it. The second model introduced 3G wireless technology, and stated that in its name, as the iPhone 3G. The updates with the 3G brought out what we truly know as the iPhone, with slight redesigns to the back of the case and the software to eliminate previous bugs. After the 3G proved itself in the market, Apple followed it up with the 3GS that featured faster performance, among other upgrades. Recently, Apple has released its fourth installment in the iPhone series, and this model is the first to receive a full redesign. Nearly every part of the iPhone has been refined, which is clear at first glance when viewing the stunning touchscreen display housed under strengthened glass. The housing is wonderfully designed, implementing a stainless steel band around the sides that is also the external cellular antenna. For anyone that's unaware, the current iPhone 4 is not your average cell phone. Aside from being able to call other phones, it features a camera with still and video capability, multimedia player, web browser, email, and the ability to download over 300,000 applications designed specifically for the iPhone. These applications vary through a wide range of categories, including games, news, education, and most importantly, music. There are many apps to choose from in the music category, but there is a big factor in some people's choices towards these apps: the price. For the sake of everyone's wallets, I'm going to focus on the free apps, as there are many light versions that can handle nearly anyone's needs. The only downside to the light versions is they sometimes lack key features such as full sound libraries, exporting, and saving. That being said, there are many types of apps, from single instruments such as piano, guitar, synths, or drums, to full-blown workshops that allow for composing, recording, and mixing all in one small free app. There are a few key apps I would like to point out, and I will start first with my favorite drum program, titled EasyBeats LE, which has 16 drum pads programmed to loop up to 4 bars. This creates the ability to separate the hi-hat from the kick and the snare, allowing for more intricate patterns. It also has a pattern grid to fix any timing mistakes that may have occurred when hitting the pads. When recording, it also includes an optional metronome to help keep tempo. All of this is available in the free program, but the saving and exporting functions are unable to be used until the full version is purchased for $4.99. My favorite synthesizer program is the N-Log Free version 2.3, and as you can guess, it costs nothing. It's a synth with 96 different sounds, XY touchpad, and a full keyboard with the ability to have two different octaves in split screen. There is also a store where you can purchase the recording and exporting function for $1.99, as well as 32 new sounds for 99 cents. It's a great app if you know what you're doing, but if you're new to synths, I'd advise getting the free app titled Mobile Synth, as it is more simple and laid out better for a beginner. My favorite digital audio workshop is Music Studio Lite because of the multitude of functions embedded in the application. The app is divided by the following headings: keyboard, instruments, tracks, effects, project, setup, and help. The keyboard section features a full keyboard with a pitch modulator controlled by the iPhone's accelerometer. The instrument section holds an electric guitar, electric bass, synth bass, trance lead, hip-hop drum kit, and sound effects. The track section is where all the action happens, where 128 tracks are available for each instrument to be placed, edited, and mixed. The effects section houses the controls for volume, reverb, filter, and pitch, with the ability to add more effects in the full version. The project section is for preloaded beats, unless the full version is purchased, while the setup section holds the settings and the help section is self-explanatory. The full version includes more instruments, saving files, recording and exporting, and much, much more. If I were to buy any music application for my iPhone, my first purchase would definitely be the full version of Music Studio, despite the $14.99 price tag. Although many industry professionals have iPhones, rarely are they used for composition. The only professional I found was Jason Hayes, the lead composer of World of Warcraft, who stated a recent composition of his started on the iPhone using the Music Studio app mentioned earlier. The only people who have gained notoriety using an iPhone have been groups of individuals who form iPhone orchestras, most notably a video titled North Point's iBand that has garnered over 3 million hits on YouTube. I feel the reason for the lack of professional use so far is due to how new the platform is. I think once time passes and more upgrades appear, the phone can become a more viable solution for mobile composition. With that being said, the iPhone is still a very good platform for learning and can be used by almost anyone, including children. It has many different programs, including instructional apps to teach you songs, such as Guitar Free, which will teach you how to play guitar songs using the touchscreen on the phone. The phone is also a very good tool for young indie hip-hop, dance, and pop artists. The ability to make music quickly means it can be done within a day and instantly uploaded online from the phone. Also, with the 720p video camera, it has the ability to shoot videos, edit on screen, and upload to YouTube, meaning the phone can make the music video as well as the music. Now I have an example of what you can create using the iPhone. The song you just heard is proof that anything can be done using an iPhone. I made the beat using Easy Beats LE, looping 4 bars to get the longer and more elaborate rhythm. I then employed an application called Cat Piano Jr., which is an on-screen piano that displays a full octave where all piano sounds have been replaced by cat meows. The tracks were created using the application separately, then recorded on a Macintosh computer using the audio line out from the computer to the audio jack at the top of the iPhone. This also proves how quickly one can create songs using the iPhone, as this piece only took about 30 minutes to compose, record, and edit. To add to the versatility of this composing platform, I was also moving from room to room and conversing with my friends as I was creating it. I hope you enjoyed this podcast, and hopefully you can learn the joy of owning and creating music with an iPhone yourself.
Next time on Digital Music Composition, Harbir Rehil talks about his music composing process using FL Studio on a PC platform.
Digital Music Composition is a 4-part podcast. It is an overview of music composed using digital equipment. Each episode focuses on a different type of technology, including the history, current popularity, artists that use it, and an audio example.